Eamon Harvey, a proud coach of Tyrconnell Athletic Club. We're here at the homecoming, Eamon, of the Olympian. Kelly McGrory, can you put your feelings into words?
Very, very difficult, very emotional to see somebody that I can remember back 12, 14 years ago joining the club as a 9, 10-year-old, and all of a sudden, although years later with numerous setbacks, she had lots of setbacks, injuries and different things like that, all of a sudden here we are celebrating an Olympian who finished fourth in the Olympic. Think about it, fourth in the Olympic and within a half a metre of winning a medal at the Olympics. Yeah, so very proud and very, very emotional actually on an evening like this. Yeah.
Eamon, you did touch on it, but let's go back to the very start. What's your very first memory of Kelly McGrory as a Tyrconnell athletic?
I couldn't answer that honestly. first recollection would be, well, the recollection would be two or three things. One would be, or being full of, as I say, buzz and friendliness. It would be very, very popular amongst coaches and with everybody else in the club. That would be the first thing. Very, very positive girl, and I mean that. I mean, it's fine in the middle of the summertime to be trained, but you can imagine the winter when the hailstones are battered maybe around, you know, time. Always, always positive and always in good humour. She came really on stream, I suppose, at 15, 16, I suppose, at that stage. I remember she went to the British Championships, where she finished second in a place, Bedford, and she won numerous Scottish indoors and, of course, Irish Championships as well. So that'll be my first recollection. And that hasn't changed, to be truthful. She's still the same lady, you know.
That's absolutely brilliant indeed. First of all, before we talk about yourself, Eamon, talking about the Olympics in Donegal as well, I'm sure you would know them, a number of homecomings taking place, and Donegal, a very lucky county.
We're a very lucky county. I mean, it's changed. I mean, I'm just listening to Danny McDade there on the stage talk about his background and his double Olympics. I can remember those. I'm old enough to remember the prickly Munich with the disaster with the Jewish fraternity. I can remember that particular. And I remember that. I remember Montreal as well. But all of a sudden now, X number of years later, we've had, well, for the last couple of Olympics, you have everybody from Mark English to our swimmer, and we have the swimming coach here tonight with us, and then, of course, to Kelly as well. I mean, it's come from the bottom up.
Athletics. Rachel,
right, yeah. Rachel, absolutely, that's right. And so, you know, really the standard has come from the bottom up through the club, through coaching and through training, etc. And all of a sudden, we have people now that can compete on the international stage and more than compete. You know, it's not just a matter of just them competing. They're there to make finals and to even contest for medals, you know, as Kelly did. Kelly, of course, at the Europeans would have got a medal. You know, think about it. Think about any other sport where you come home as a winner from a Europeans. Think about soccer. Think about anything else. You know, so that's the standard of athlete and person we have at the moment, you know.
Anybody connected with athletics throughout the country will know the name Eamon Harvey, a great Tyrconnell Athletic Club member, but you're also involved as a high performance coach within the Athletics Ireland. Does Eamon Harvey still get that buzz all these years later of coaching?
I get that buzz, and if I didn't, I would stop, to be honest with you. And I'm well over 21, let's put it that way. Unless I got that buzz, I still get that buzz 3 times a week, 4 times a week on the track outside the school where we're speaking at the moment. Yeah, when you've got small kids and some senior athletes as well. You mentioned at national level, I'm involved in there's different committees, where there's the high performance committee, which looks after all the high performance athletes. I've been involved in that committee the last 6 or 7 years, which is the behind the scenes people that way, you know.
Finally, Eamon, before I let you go, we're here now just after the Olympics, 4 years time, LA. I'm sure tension will soon turn to LA, and hopefully Kelly McGrory will be there, and maybe other Donegal athletes making their debut at the Olympics.
Well, that's correct, but it's probably step by step, because within the next 2 years we have European Championships, we have World Championships, etc. Do you understand me? And so step by step, and certainly there'll be relay teams. There's a great relay program on through Athletics Ireland at the moment, and they had 2 teams qualify for these Olympics, of course, and hopefully maybe they'll have 3 teams for the World Championships and what have you. But that team's going to get stronger now. We can talk about Rashida Adeleke, but the other girls are not that far off that are on the squad, and there's a couple more to come onto the squad. So there's, if you understand me, a squad, by the way, for really is 6. You have 6 in the team, and then 4 will compete and so on. Okay, so yes, it's very, very. I mean, if you talked to somebody 20 years ago, I think it would have Irish sprinters good enough to push Americans. You say, oh, where are you coming from? And all of a sudden, you know, we have, and there's...
On our doorstep.
On our doorstep. Absolutely. Brilliant. Absolutely.